From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you this week?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fair to normal. Thank you very much. Enjoying spring-like weather in Washington, D.C., and it's been real nice to see the cherry blossoms. And although the wind has kind of taken some of them down, but they were quite wonderful this year. Mm. It was great fun. A lot of people were working on a challenge you left us with last week, and it's from a gentleman who was a frequent contributor to our week-long challenges. Would you repeat it, please?
That's right. His name is Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. I said, take the letters of Pythagorean, P-Y-T-H-A-G-O-R-E-A-N, rearrange them to make two familiar math terms. What are they?
What are they?
They are heptagon and ray.
Wow. We had over 900 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner randomly selected from those correct answers is Sheila Hulbert from Columbia, Tennessee. Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
What do you do there in Hulbert?
I'm an accountant.
Ah, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been listening probably 10 years or more. I've only been playing for the last 3 or 4 years.
How long did it take you to solve this one?
It took a little while. I had to go back over my math terms to come up with that.
All right. Well, you're ready to play now, right?
I am.
I don't know whether Will has a math or a word puzzle or a trivia puzzle or actually what he has in store for us. So Will, meet Sheila. Sheila, meet Will. Let's play.
Well, it's a word puzzle today. Sheila and Leanne, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each conceals the name of a state capital in consecutive letters. Name the capitals. For example, if I said, avoid jejun authors, you would say Juno, which is hidden inside jejun authors. All right?
Okay.
Number one is, the limbo is easy to do. The limbo is easy to do.
Boise.
Boise, Idaho is right. Number two, what are your plans in Germany?
We have to write it out, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you can write or just visualize.
No, you can visualize.
What are your plans in Germany?
Oh, Lansing.
Good. Lansing, good. Bass ale might taste good right now. You don't have to go far into the sentence for this one.
Salem.
Salem, Oregon is right. The Valium ad is one I hate.
Madison.
Madison, good. Lars likes Sweden very much.
Denver.
Denver, excellent. Nice. Columbo's tone wasn't nice.
Boston.
Boston, good. Don't rub talc on corduroy. This one's toward the end of the sentence.
Concord.
New Hampshire is right. I've never met so pleasant a fellow.
Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Santa Fe, good job. We caught several 8-foot snakes.
Eight is spelled out, right? Yeah.
That's spelled out, which is critical.
I think that's a hint. Mm.
We caught several 8-foot snakes.
On a plane. No.
I'm not seeing this one.
Is it Raleigh?
Raleigh, North Carolina is right.
Great.
Who made this chart for Dr. Smith? This one's a New England state capital. Who made this chart for Dr. Smith? Doesn't matter whether you spell out doctor or not.
Think Connecticut.
There you go. Go ahead, Leanne.
Hartford.
Hartford is right.
I didn't see that one either.
And here's your last one. Schools near the Gulf rank 40th in aid. Schools near the Gulf rank 40th in aid. And I'll give you a hint. It starts somewhere inside the word Gulf.
Frankfort.
Frankfort, Kentucky is right.
Hey, Sheila.
Yes?
Yeah, you did it.
I did better than I was thinking I would.
You did great. You were very good. And you're right, Will. I tried to visualize. Were you writing them all down?
I was writing them. I couldn't get them without writing them.
Yeah, I'm afraid, Will, that we might not live up to your standards. We can't quite visualize it, but that's okay. Words on a page work, and they worked for Sheila. And for playing our puzzle today, Sheila, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Sheila, tell us your member station.
It's WPLN in Nashville.
All right, Sheila Hulbert from Columbia, Tennessee. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Will, something for everyone.
Well, this week's challenge comes with the help of Michael Stamen of Baltimore. Name two drink orders you might make at a tavern. Each is a single word. Read these two words one after another, and you'll get a familiar two-word phrase that names something you never want to be seen in. What is it? So again, two drink orders you might make at a tavern. Read the two words one after another, and you'll get a familiar two-word phrase. And this phrase names something you never want to be seen in. What is it?
When you have the answer, remember, we no longer accept entries by email. What you do, you go to our website, npr.org, click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.